It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
Last segment of the marathon show. We're going extra hard for you guys because we've been taking off.
Yes, we're done slacking.
We are done. We are back and ready to go. On the break, that was new music from Funky House Brothers with I Need Love and Artenovim with It's Hard. And you can learn more about both artists at khb-music.de. All right.
That is an unfortunate or fortunate combination, isn't it?
Artenovim.
No, I'm saying that I Need Love and It's Hard.
It's working into game.
If you need love and it's hard, it's game on.
Game on.
See? You're not getting anything until you wash your bra, you filthy animal. She's a fucking mess. She's disgusting.
You haven't washed your bra?
No, she don't fucking wash her. She double wears her bra.
Okay, you're supposed to wash your bra after one use?
No.
Yes. Yes, you are.
No, hell yes. No, stupid.
Because I've had tits. Not mine, but others. If the tits smell, I'm going home.
I bet you'll be surprised at how many of those women were wearing their bras more than one day.
I did not stay with the smelly-titted women. We talked about it. You got to go back and listen to the show that you're a part of, but never hear from the beginning of it.
Well, Tucker Tom says, well, Pip's back, the barrel misses you.
And nice. Tom's back, and the barbs are too.
I know. He's sharp-tongued.
He's sharp-tongued?
Sharp-tongued. What? Why is that surprising?
That Tom's sharp-tongued or that you said that?
Oh, neither. Why? Neither one should be surprising.
Neither are surprising, but it's like a fucking massacre. You know it's coming, but you still can't believe you got to witness it.
You look shocked.
Well, I don't think you know a massacre is coming. I think it's a surprise.
Trust me. We're due. It's been a week. I mean, they happen quite a bit.
Here, yes.
Yes. Here. Not here.
Oh, here.
Here's
a different type of
disaster that happens weekly.
Yes,
you
could
set your watch to this shit. And you know exactly where to find it.
Yep.
But I'm not talking about that.
No.
Nothing can regulate this.
We're like the tide.
We're like the tide?
Yes. You can set the watch to us.
How are those nautical jokes working out for you, Joe?
Oh, same as the decorating.
At least Joe's girl guided him through the fucking decorating. Nobody could guide him through the fucking nautical joke.
No, the nautical decorating I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold in the Atlantic.
It's nice and toasty in this barrel.
Stupid ocean.
It's big. It's full of water.
Lots of water.
It's an ocean.
Surrounded by it.
No sharks.
Well, I listen to him talk. I'm like, does he not know that we know, or is he learning this for the first time? I never know what exactly.
He's talking about the logistics to get to Puerto Rico.
I understand, but the way he did it was like, all right, did he just find this out for the first time, or does he think we don't know what an island is? I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if he thought we were really stupid or he's really stupid. I was like that dog that sees the fucking laser light on the fucking ceiling. I just tilted my head and I didn't know what was going on, but I was fascinated. And then I licked my balls.
And then we were fascinated. How does he do that?
Talented. All right. Oh, fuck. Ann Jackson back in all her glory. I got to find that stupid music.
While you're finding the stupid music, I'm going to tell the kids what the categories are. Okay, the first one is the ever-popular Mr. Davin. The second one is Choke My Money. That's a long shot. And the third,
I don't think it's a long shot.
No, she says it.
Yeah.
She doesn't always say it, but she says it. And the third, the popular Fuck You.
Why isn't this playing?
I don't know. It thought I was talking to it when I said fuck you. Yeah. Not you music. So what do you think, Joe?
Three Mr. Davins.
Okay.
One Choke My Money.
Yeah.
And three Fuck You.
Okay. Right one back at everybody. You. Yeah, really.
One Fuck You for you. One Fuck You for you. Nice. One Fuck You for me, which is really a fuck me.
Sure. All right. Well, Joe's girl says two Mr. Davins, no Choke My Money, and one Fuck You. And Tom is coming in at three Mr. Davins, no Choke My Money, oh ye little face, and two Fuck Yous. I'm going to say five Mr. Davins. I'm going to say at least two Choke My Money and three Fuck Yous.
All right. Dateline, September 16th, 2014. Subject, they are real mafias and fucking liars.
Oh.
That's how you know it's going to be good an email.
It's going to be good.
Mr. Davin!
One!
I finally found out that they are mafias. How many fucking times has she found out?
She's just waking
she's
up.
She's like a fucking baby playing peekaboo. It's fucking new every time.
It's Groundhog Day.
You got to save that line. There's something like it.
I hope my audience isn't that moronic where I need to trot that out.
But it's
write that down, Pip. That might be the one.
It's like a baby peekaboo with something. That's a peekaboo. Oh, peekaboo.
Mafias. Mafias.
Mafias.
Every time.
See, I'm paying tribute to your heritage.
I see that.
These people are fucking assholes. No scam. Please read the conversations to see the
real...
Is
that a show comment?
Not saying it's not.
Who do you aim at that?
Please read the conversations and see their real nature. Fucking criminals. I will do UNRUST report. Enough with the fucking reports.
UNRUST report.
It's like my fucking web people. They tell me they're going to do shit. Everybody's always doing shit. Nothing ever gets fucking done. Where is the UNRUST report? Where the fuck is my Avalos update? These are questions I ponder. Fucking chat shit for 2 years. Nothing ever gets fucking done. I should put Ann in charge of my website. Don't say hurtful things. I will.
I did during that meeting.
Are there going to be pickles?
There might.
There might be pickles.
That's what a pickle means.
I will do UNRUST reports to all the authorities to arrest them. Try to read them, and you can find how wicked they are. Number one, I like when we have lists.
Yes.
James H. Miller is a captain, and he want to arrest
me.
He want to send his boys to kidnap
me.
Fucking lies. By the way, I want boys. Like I growing up in like the 80s, all the hair bands, the lead singer had a bunch of boys.
Yeah.
I want boys. I need to walk down a fucking aisle, like an alley, five across, go, these are my boys. Then I can wear tight leather pants and fucking and sing really high, but I have my boys, so you're not going to fuck with me. I want boys.
I'm totally afraid of you right now.
Don't isolate that.
Yeah. I was just thinking, that doesn't put you in a very flattering light.
I want boys in a Vespa. Let's go.
And that's a bumpy road.
Number two, Brown Cotton want to bring gold bars to bust
me,
but never. It is lies. Eric Bohr want to sell gold bars, but he asked
me
to pay and pay. Eric Bohr never sells gold bars because he doesn't have them. So gold bar is real scam case. Number four, according to the info from Green, Brown Cotton committed suicide. This is lies.
What?
He's injured. He's fucking killed himself. He's going to kill himself. It's never ending. Who are you going to call? Although, no, Brown Cotton never said he was going to kill himself. That was Miller.
Yeah, Brown Cotton didn't say that.
No. According to info from Green, Brown Cotton committed suicide. Really? They got to huddle up.
By the way, Trucker Tom is enjoying that. Isolate that. Davin, I want boys!
Yeah. I am what I am. That was just enough Popeye. This is lies. He is alive, hiding somewhere, scamming the other three victims. They lie. They choke.
My money?
No, the victim's money.
God damn it! Oh, God damn it!
Oh, that ain't right.
I'm so close. And you. Right. You.
I gotta go. It's late. I'm sorry you didn't finish.
Damn it.
Oh, that ain't right.
Sometimes you just gotta pull out before the job's done, my dear.
No, no, you don't do that.
You have a toy, use it.
He splashed his sauce all over that answer.
Give me that. Present thy thigh.
Oh,
splashed
man.
His sauce. Like we're doing art.
Yeah, no, that's
like
not art.
Da Vinci over there. What's he using? Cum colors.
Oh, my God.
It's jizz based.
I'm using
you know.
A clear on this.
Enjoy the veneer finish.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, take some of my gesso.
It's plaster of curry. Oh, that's another good title for this anyway. Yeah. Anyway, they are fucking scammers. Six. He asked the victims to pay for their fees to his agent called David Moore, and this David Moore called victim
me.
A before.
Oh.
You were premature. Nice. And then here's a conversation between Ann and Miller. This is Ann. Please do not contact
me.
I will deal with my case. Miller goes, I know. Ann goes, goodbye. Somehow I don't think it's over.
No.
Miller goes, I thank you. You.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. You.
You.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
Brown will hear from my boys this afternoon.
Well, he's got boys.
He's got boys. It's enough boys to go around. Anne goes, you were just doing...
Isolate that.
Boys, boys, boys.
Boys will be boys.
No, instead of girls, girls, girls.
Oh, is that what that was?
Boys, boys, boys.
I thought you were doing Gloria Estefan.
Boys, boys, boys. No.
You should have. The fuck was that?
That's the middle riff to that tune.
That's the one you, that's what you should play. The middle riff to that fucking song from 30 years ago. That'll go
It's
over.
A great tune.
I understand, but nobody gives a shit about your middle riff.
I know, always wondered what it was about, though.
And talking to Joe here, and I quote, you are just doing something stupid.
How did Anne know?
I don't know, but her timing is impeccable. I do not know why you are stupid. Continuing on Joe, apparently.
Or our phone conversations between each other.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, Davin, Joe, I hit the car crash on my soundboard for Pip's bomb.
Oh, I should. Good point, Joe. Tom, who the fuck are you?
What is going on? Name everybody.
The guy with the dog who posts the pictures of the
moon
and the sun.
The baby.
No, I'm going through Tom's hobbies. Oh. And
the guy,
Couldn't think of his fucking name, so I just figured I'd give you his bio.
Pet the doggy for me. Pet the doggy, hug and kiss, and tail ID.
ID. Yes. I love that.
Well, I need to go back to Italy.
Yeah, hopefully you get hit by the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Just fall stupid.
You never know.
Could.
It's been making its way for a while. You could be the lucky one.
Imagine if he was on an angle over there, he'd be the Leaning Tower of Stupid.
You should see the looks of disgust we are getting.
Hold on. Oh, we get that for 3 hours every Tuesday.
Yes, of course.
Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun,
oh,
dun,
no.
Dun,
we're
dun,
being
dun,
punished.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. What the fuck is that?
That's the coyote music when he was up to something.
Oh,
dun,
yeah.
All that long for that? You could have loaded a fucking musket quicker.
If I had one, I would have.
I know where it would be aimed. I know.
I'd have to fire off 2 shots, but I'd get it done.
You don't think I could run out of the way fast enough? And it's like, no, actually, no,
you
don't.
Can't even fucking garden without hurting yourself.
I know.
No, I don't think you can. And to continue, as Anne said, I don't know why you are stupid.
Wow, she got 2 for 2.
Anne's on point. Thanks. Bye. Miller goes, me? Anne goes, if you want to kill him, there is nothing to do with me. Miller goes, they will announce to you.
What does that mean?
From parts unknown, weighing 125 pounds, the marauder of scamming, and I don't know what the fuck is going on, Jackson. Because they will announce to her.
I don't know.
Can you imagine that? We're the boys, and we're here to announce.
The boys are here.
The boys are back in town. Oh, there you go. You beat me to it. Let's see. They will announce to you. Anne says, and I quote, fuck you.
Oh, wait. There you go. Number one. Fuck you.
Anne says, there is nothing to do with me. Your gold bars. Your money. Your shit. You know, I don't mind gold bars and money, but I really don't want your shit.
No, nobody should be that.
Miller goes, and I quote, fuck you too.
Oh, there's a fuck you in there. Yay, too.
Well, does it have to be part of the whole phrase? Or
no.
I think it's fine.
No, ooh, fuck you's in there.
Judges are easy tonight.
Well, I mean, the fuck you is still there.
It's still
there's
there.
Nothing in between the fuck and the you.
It's not like
if there was something in between the fuck and the you, then I would agree.
Yeah, and if it wasn't plural, like, it wasn't
like,
fuck you.
Like it sounds like if we disagree with something, all right, but the fuck you is still there.
It's like fuck you understood.
That's
the whole
show.
Enough and out, we'll do it. But the fuck you is still
there. The fuck
there.
You still holds precedent.
It's always there.
Omnipresent. It's always omnipresent.
Just assume it's there. Yes. Unless you're told otherwise, assume fuck you has full standing of the court. Yes. Anne goes, so let me go. Your money, your shit. Miller goes, fuck you too. Anne goes, you're everything. Do what you want. Miller goes, okay, fine. Anne goes, there is nothing to do with me. Anne goes, I did pay. I paid and paid. That cost me to go to jail where I met Jane. No, that's not in there.
No.
That cost me to go to jail.
When did she go to jail?
I don't know. This is news.
Yeah, what is she talking about?
I don't know. Ann goes, I have no money. Bye. Miller goes, I don't need your money.
What?
Well, what's the whole purpose of all this shit?
What have we been doing all this time?
Just a cry for help. A little tension jump.
I don't need your money.
I don't need your money. Ann goes, I do not need your help. Bye. I found out that everything is wrong. They lied to me. There is no funds. Bye. Miller goes, you found out what? Ann goes, all of this is a lie. No funds, but I paid a lot. This is bullshit. Miller goes, and I quote, ha!
That's what you say when
the jig
that?
Is up.
Yeah, really.
Ann goes, 24 hours or 3 working days. This is lie. I guess that's when the money was supposed to come. Do not lie to me anymore. Bye. Miller goes, this is what you say to me? After all what happened to me? I tried all that I can to make you know, and that stupid Brown? I think that's UPS's new slogan. Stupid Brown.
That stupid Brown.
Ann goes, thanks.
Well, she keeps saying bye, and he keeps talking to her. She said bye again.
Bye. Miller goes, did this to me. I am sending out message now. He is a dead man. He goes, what are you doing?
Who's a dead man?
Who?
You know who. I think Brown.
Brown.
What are you doing? Why you do this? She goes, why you do this?
We should win Italian.
He goes, oh, Joseph, why you do this?
Why you do this?
Are you crazy? Oh, my God. I have no idea what you're doing. Bye. Miller goes, I have lots everything. You heard me.
I have lots of everything.
I have lots of everything, including you.
His big lots. I don't know. Yeah, I have lots of everything.
Ann goes, threats. Miller goes, all because of Brown. Ann goes, how about me?
Me.
I have no way out. I am a dead man. What the fuck? She's been in jail and had a sex change?
Yeah. She's been busy.
This is quite eventful.
Yeah, really.
Take these notes. I'm going to have to write down what the fuck is going on here.
I didn't realize
I was dealing with Caitlin. What the fuck? Thank you. Miller goes, wait for the news.
What, it's going to be on TV now?
Wait.
Okay.
Ann goes, what news? Miller goes, bye.
Ah, suspense.
Watch The Apprentice. He knows you have a cliffhanger. Ann goes, what is it? You are wicked. Miller goes, no. Ann goes, I do not want to get involved.
You're already involved.
I am sick. I am having depression. I cannot work. I cannot do anything. I am dead. Do you hear me? Bye. Miller goes, I am trying. Why you talk to me like this? Green want to help me. He can raise 300 euros. Ann goes, do not tell me. I am sick. Miller goes, what is wrong? Tell me. Ann goes, are you deaf? Which really makes no sense because this is all writing, so it should be, are you blind? They're not very good
true.
At this.
Yeah, that's true.
I am, but fortunately my eyes work fine, stupid.
Makes no difference if I was stupid. I'm reading this, asshole.
Well, she keeps saying bye, and now he's like, well, bye, and they keep talking.
They deserve each other. Anne goes, I am sick, I am sick, I am sick. And like Beetlejuice, a doctor appeared. You say it three times.
She conjured him.
Ann goes, I do not send me any messages. Or no, she goes, do not send me any messages.
Oh, I don't send me.
And Miller gives the crying emoji.
What is, don't send me any messages. Oh, honey, say it ain't so.
Pretty much. Ann goes, do not contact me. Ann goes, please. Do not contact me. Miller goes, I am sorry if I make you angry. I will not bother you again. Bye. Ann goes, you an FBI man kill me. This shit lie will spread out soon.
Ew.
You should use that at work.
Oh, not the shit lie. That's...
I will tell people the truth soon. I also cut ties with you. You really kill me. I cannot believe that I tried to help you. Miller goes, you can do that now. Ann goes, what I got is to go to jail. You do kill my life. Miller goes, you can't go to jail. Ann goes, I hate this bullshit lie. Miller goes, I message Eric to pay for ECC. I think that's a fee. Miller goes, okay. Ann goes, no need. I have my own way. Do not contact me. You do destroy my life. You do. You are shit.
And you pointed at me when you said that.
Just the way the duck goose works. Miller goes, all the fees left is 300 euros. Please, try. Eric sells the bars and pays for ECC. And goes, I do not have money. Fuck you.
Oh, 3.
Ooh, yay.
I want to see your gold bars put into treasury. You do destroy me. You kill me. Miller goes, please.
We didn't even get time to react to those.
I know. Anne goes, you kill me.
Me.
Miller goes, fuck you too.
Oh, wait, there's four.
Four fuck you too. You, Miller goes, you destroy me. Anne goes, well, you kill me.
Yay.
That was solo.
Sorry.
Miller goes, you and Brown. Anne goes, you are a killer. FBI man too. Interpol too. Miller goes, get out.
Get out.
Anne goes, everyone. And Miller goes, don't contact me again. You're fired. I quit. Miller goes, you finished me. Well, that sounds like a lovely time.
And now get out.
That sounds like my life. Miller goes, Brown will know today. Anne goes, and I quote, you are shit. Always lands on you.
Yeah.
You are a killer. You threaten
me
to pay and pay. Mafias. Killers. I do hate you. Never contact
me.
You are also a mafia. You do finish
me.
I will send out the news today. This bullshit lies destroys my life and kills me.
Me.
You are a real killer. I will see all of you arrested since you do kill
me.
Miller goes, and I quote, I know.
I know.
And goes, you kill me.
Me.
Miller goes, fuck you too.
Oh, wow. 5.
Miller goes, you destroy me. You Anne goes, you kill me.
Hey!
And Miller goes, you and Brown. Anne goes, you are a killer. FBI man. What the fuck? Is this the same shit?
It sounds like they're going in circles if it's not. Because it's just like, wait a minute. Now, here's a phrase. You use it later, okay?
Miller
you
goes,
kill
I'm
me.
Fucking,
you kill me.
I'm going to skip ahead. Fuck them.
Okay.
Miller goes, I will arrest you. You talk to Captain. Anne goes, it is none of my business. You make my life useless. You are a real killer. Fuck you.
Oh, 6.
I cannot work. Fuck you.
Oh, 7.
Fuck off my life.
Oh, wow. Mm. Nope.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, 2.
I will try to look for a victim P's mail address and read his, and ask them to contact you. I also sent mail to UN organization for their official website. Subject. You are a fucking rotten egg. And I stand by it. But you didn't have that in your little fucking list, did you, Pip Helix?
No, but I used that subject line just today at the day program.
I'm sure you did.
Rotten egg.
You, no, a fucking rotten egg.
You're Tarfa. A fucking
don't
rotten
sell,
egg.
Don't sell her short. You are a fucking rotten egg. Criminal Melvin Santos, you called me bastard, and I exposed the truth to you before. What did you say to me?
Me.
You're a real one from UN Secretary. You do not reply to Mr. Davin.
Oh.
Boy, that was a trick one.
Yeah, you premature me.
3.
You do not reply to Mr. Davin since you are scared. You are fake. Interpol Eric blocked out everything because he is a fucking big boy who took the money from the victim.
You big boy.
I got my big boy scamming pants on. Big boy scamming pants. Your bank lawyer told
me
that the funds will straight hit to my account, and I paid for the fee, so-called federal tax, and so on. I never get any fucking funds because it's a scam.
Yes.
James H. Miller informed
me
that I left the funds. It is fucking scam. Jennifer had to go to Scotland, and she got the accent, and she asked
me
to pay and pay. She said to
me
that the funds would release to her as long as we paid for the fees to reactivate the account. Fucking lies. People judge it as a scam, so you are hiding. It is obvious to see you are scammers.
Yes.
These two U.S. soldiers use
me.
When I did the research, they threatened
me.
Brown Cotton, too. He said, I am in the terrorist group, and I will see my name in the list.
Oh.
This is a fucking list.
What?
Who is a terrorist? I wonder if he is a real one from IC3. Shame on you. That is that.
Well, that was just a whole big pile of horse shit back and forth.
Well, it certainly was.
Well, you know the bit.
Yeah, I do. I know,
Are
I know.
Fucking surprised?
It's
well, we found that Anne's been in jail.
Or is she saying, because sometimes it's just like the verb tense and things that are because of the English as a second language thing. But I'm wondering if she means that I'm going to go to jail.
Maybe.
That, you know, you guys are going to get me in so much trouble that I'm going to go to jail. Because, I mean, she mentioned it twice. And the second time it sounded more like you're going to end me up in jail. Or you're going to lead to me going there. Not that she's been. I don't know. It's not clear. But it's like, I've been in jail all this while? Really? Under what charge?
Stupidity.
Well, you know, judge and jury, guilty. But what other charge could there possibly be that would...
Money laundering? We don't know.
Yeah.
Helping scammers? Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. I just find this really strange.
Well, you know the bit.
I do.
What is our tally?
All right. Well, this was... this was interesting because we had three Mr. Davins. So Joe and Tom got that one. Yeah. And then Choke My Money, we had zero. So Joe's girl and Tom got that one. And then we had seven fuck yous, which blew everybody out of the water.
Oh, yeah, I'm expecting that.
So,
like a surprise tornado, Joe. Yes. It just fucking shows up and fucks you.
Oh, I got to go to Kansas.
You had a joke about a tornado in New York.
No, I used to do it. I go to Staten Island because they used to do
it. I don't want to hear the joke. I was just recalling that you had one.
It was a funny joke.
You just said you don't do it anymore.
I don't do it anymore, but it was a funny joke.
All right, Joe, regale us with your humor.
No, I was just saying that when you have a tornado report, it always is in the Midwest.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, I seen it flip over that house and that cow and take out that tractor, but it was a tornado in Staten Island. And you never see a tornado report in Staten Island.
No.
You know, sir, could you tell us what happened? Yeah, holy shit, I was getting the fucking Escalade out of the driveway. Like, holy shit, what is that fucking thing? Gina, get in the fucking house.
That's what it would sound like.
Yeah.
Right on cue that time.
That was a good joke.
You can't judge by her.
I liked it.
Of course you did. So. Was it your turn?
No.
It was a good joke in the act.
But it wasn't here? Laid an egg here? I don't think so. I liked it.
Of course you did.
So, anyway, 2 out of 3, Tom took it tonight.
How many fuck yous?
There were 7 fuck yous.
But how many did Tom have?
He said 2.
And but that was the most?
No, 3 was the most.
Who had 3?
Me and Joe.
So Joe had 2 out of 3, too.
Oh, he did. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Three.
He tied with Tom on the first one.
Yeah, but Tom got exact numbers.
Oh, I didn't know the rules of the game.
Yeah, that's how I call it.
Men have died.
Men have died. So
people have gone shopping and walked away.
People have gone shopping and walked away. That is so rude and funny at the same. Oh, you got to.
At least you admit it's fucking rude.
You got to try it. Oh, it is. Yeah, but it's funny.
I don't know if I have the balls to try that.
Well, you'd fall down just doing your escape, so.
I would probably harm myself on some, you know, price and gun or something.
Coffee table. Joe's like, well, she's got it under control.
I'm out of here.
She did. How
does a coffee table conversation get out of control?
It's not. It wasn't. She was discussing something with the saleswoman. There was a coffee table we wanted to get, so I wanted to take another look at the coffee table, take a picture of it, so it matched. So I walked away to go do it.
Okay, you're an inspiration. You, not her.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to be clear on that.
Thank you.
I wasn't talking about Joe's girl or Pip. I was talking about Joe.
Call him a bitch.
I would just be clear. I wasn't calling the ladies a bitch. I was calling Joe a bitch.
Thanks for the ladies bit. That was nice.
I like to class it up. I didn't even get to tell my endangered species story. Oh, well.
Well, how long is it?
It's very short.
Okay, tell it.
So you go in Florence and they have these fabulous leather shops.
Okay.
Famous leather shop. I got some leather gloves with cashmere. Oh,
nice.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. Anyway, so this is one called Parisi's. And I was like, do I need a belt? I don't need a belt. I could go to Walmart. Fuck, I'll look at a belt. So there's this, like, white belt. It's beautiful.
White?
White.
White belt?
Beautiful.
No.
Trust me.
What are you wearing with this?
Not like from the fucking 80s. Rock star belt. Like, where it's textured and everything. It turns out, it's 240 euros.
Yikes, okay.
Which is, like, probably around $300.
Yeah.
It's albino alligator.
What?
Albino alligator.
So
that's
they
what
found,
they told you.
They found a...
No. There's more to this. So I'm like, well, aren't they endangered?
You think?
Because I'm concerned.
Yes.
I'm like, well, that sounds like an endangered species. Where do you have your bald eagle earmuffs?
Over in a corner at 25.
Really?
I'm not saying it didn't happen. She's like, yeah, but we have, that's why they're all numbered, and so you have authentication.
Oh, my God.
So I'm, like, concerned, and she's like, oh, yeah, this is why it's numbered, so you can't have too many of these, and they're controlled. Well, they're endangered. They don't need any more fucking control.
I think it's already controlled. It's really controlled, this alligator.
I think she was talking about the controlled amount that they make.
Yes.
Yes.
Not.
So I think she was, like, trying to impress me, and I was thinking, this is a really cool fucking belt. but I can't do that.
Until I know where it came from. Yeah, no, no.
I can't support
that. Look at that beautiful, unusual, and very rare thing. Let's kill it.
But now do you see why I said a white belt? And that'd be fucking bitching.
Well, that would be pretty cool looking, but I'm just trying to picture the outfit that a normal person would wear with that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, it'd be a show belt.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing it on stage.
Yeah.
That's what he's picturing.
Yeah, of course. It would look great on stage.
You know what?
Okay, Johnny Race.
You'd have to get up close to it.
I'm not going to Mandy, stupid. His whole wardrobe of blouses doesn't equal 240 euros.
You got some white shoes to go with that?
You know what? Because it was like white and kind of gray. I think it would have looked nicely with my gray cowboy boots.
See, I'm seeing that if you got up close to it.
Stop this show right now. I get my balls busted for decorating my house, and we're getting you ready for Pride Day. It's ridiculous.
You seemed fine with it when I was clinging to you on our Vespa earlier.
Yeah, go over the bumpiest roads.
Yeah, you're only worried about the boots then, you little fucking fashion bitch.
And we're back to the boots.
Exactly.
Full circle.
That's his fucking big hang-up. Joe's as gay as they come, but he's worried about the boots.
What?
The whole fucking Joe's girl's a fucking mess. Have you ever met her? I've never met her. The fucking cover. Got a nice little excuse of why we can't fucking meet her. They're going shopping. Sure they are. It's just fucking Joe having a girl's day out with himself. It's all a bunch of ruse. She's a Russian bot, this one. That's what's in the chat room.
No,
she's a Russian bot. That's
What are you saying? It's really some guy named Mario? Is that what you're
saying? I'm not saying it's not.
No, it's not.
They also had snake and donkey belts. It looked a lot cooler than it sounds.
I don't know, a donkey belt? You make an ass of yourself.
You knew that was coming.
No, I didn't. I should have.
I think that
I expected better this late in the evening.
I think you're more mad at yourself than me.
I invited you here. You're absolutely right. Buck stops here.
Tom says, what, is he trying to be a Jewish pimp?
You know what? When you describe the shit, I get what Tom's saying.
Yeah.
His name is Huggy Bear.
Oh. Just fucking show yourself out. Oh, now you're high-fiving. That's the fucking whitest high-five I've ever seen.
That's
luckily,
so
Pimp
funny.
Didn't hurt her other good fucking arm.
Oh, now this one's broken now. That was funny.
Was it?
It was.
Ay, ay, ay.
It really was.
2 weeks off and very punny. Huggy, I know.
That was great.
You should use that in the act. And you will. It's going to replace the Staten Island tornado bit.
Funny.
And sad. All right. It does sound a little pimpish, but it looks pretty cool. You dress flamboyantly for stage.
Well, yeah, you do. But the thing is that's the kind of thing that the texture is something that you're only going to notice when you're up close. Far away, they're going to be like, I got the shoes to go with that belt. You know, no. And you got a leisure suit you're going to wear with this belt?
Well, the whole point is, when you know, you have people staring at your crotch and above that area, so they're fucking focused. It's like a little tasty treat. The belts.
No. They're thinking, why the fuck did he spend $300 on that belt?
Well, no, the donkey and snake one. I mean, yeah, that wasn't $300.
Oh.
The white alligator
one? No, the white alligator is what I'm talking about.
Honestly, worth it. It was that good looking. You got to trust me. It's a really cool fucking belt.
Yeah.
For me to be, I don't usually wear white stuff.
Are you a comic or the guitar player in Poison? What are you doing with a fucking white snake belt or whatever the
fuck
it is?
I'm not seeing it. I know.
I can be whatever I want to be.
There you go.
Jay, this time you want to look like an 80s rock star.
Seems to work for you and your cohorts. When you whip out your little keytar, or is that number 13 in the Joe Curry keyboard collection? Here, Joe, give me a middle riff of a fucking song from 1984. Can you do that? What middle riff can you give me from Cherry Pie? Do you have that ready to go?
Probably.
Let's see. Cheese
much. No, I know the chorus. It's the shit you do before that I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I just did the pre-chorus.
The pre-chorus?
Yeah.
Is that like the pre-com?
Ugh.
Right. Oh, I was looking at his watch.
Because I got to go to Dunkin' Donuts before they close.
Well, get here on time, then you can go beforehand.
Makes no sense.
Sure it does. I got iced coffee if you want that.
No. I hate iced coffee.
Why do you hate iced coffee?
Because coffee's supposed to be hot.
When do you fucking see a bean? It's not hot. It's room temperature, a bean. What are you fucking talking about? Coffee can be any way you want it.
And I want it hot.
It's better hot.
It's not better hot.
It is better hot.
It is too
hot.
Better hot.
No, it's not.
Who wants to drink cold coffee?
If it was better hot, it wouldn't be more expensive cold, motherfuckers. So how do you
no,
like them?
No, because people think if you're dumb enough to buy cold coffee, you're dumb enough to pay for more.
Well, I guess there's more dumb people. This country seems to be filled with dumb people. We've proven that.
And your point?
Presidents are supposed to be smart and coffee's supposed to be hot. All right, I get it. Nobody's happy with everything in this fucking thing tonight. Right. You got your thing, I got my thing.
Right.
Tower of Energy's our thing. Is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching for Tower of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Ciancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country.
Now that I've been to the old country, I wonder if I'm going to feel that way.
Then go to Portobello and find out.
I'll have to do that and bring a Vespa with me.
That's right. And when you get there, every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chef staff are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch. In addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day, Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it's going to be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davins of Davins Den. And on November 10th, we'll have Mike Moore, so it'll be a great show. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. Look, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Ciancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Ciancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Ciancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.ciancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.ciancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Ciancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Ciancarelli's.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Christmas time is coming up. You got a holiday party, give us a call. We'll get you the proper entertainment. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Or call us, 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip?
Nothing.
What about your husband's?
Nothing right now.
Oh. That will be talked about. Joe.
I will be at Governor's Comedy Club this coming Thursday. And then Friday through Sunday, I'll be with the bread and milk guy, Vic DiBattista, and my pal, Eric Tartaglione, at Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. Go to bananas.com to check that out. Or go.
Who's
to,
featuring?
Eric.
I'm sorry, I just didn't catch. Go on.
Yeah, Eric Tadaglione. So go to bananas.com or go to my Facebook page and have all the information there. It's going to be two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday, one show on Sunday. A lot of opportunities for a great night out.
Want to try that again, Pip?
Yeah, I really do. I thought you were talking about pancakes and there's nothing right now. However, Mr. Helix has a wonderful radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com. You can listen to him every day of the week from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please listen to his music show. It's really good and he's funny.
We're adding he's funny now.
No, he is funny.
Somebody in the household is. Maybe I should have hired him.
Maybe.
He knows radio.
Funny. It's just like Pip, but with talent. Mm. I'm just kidding. We love our Pip.
Yes. We're glad to have it back.
Our handicap. Well, enjoy her now. Who knows if we'll see her next week. We almost didn't see her this week.
You never know.
Fucking put up a blow-up doll and a fucking sling and call it Pip Helix. Wednesday, October 11th, Side Splitting Productions presents Comedy at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey, starring Dave Temple, Ken Krantz, and Andrew Lee. Free tickets, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551, andiamorestaurant.net. I will be there. You can hang out with me. Friday, October 13th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey, starring Coleman Green, Brett Druck, and Rocco Romeo. For tickets, call 973-925-1100. And Saturday, October 14th, I will be in Holbrook, New York, at the Holbrook Fire Department. For tickets, call 631-588-0099. Nine.
Nine.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm off that night. I might just drop by.
Well, it'll be a pleasure to see you, Joe.
And it's over by me. All right, good.
Good. I'll see you. Yeah. It'll be good. Me and Joe will get together. Another reason why you should come. You can see Joe, too.
Yeah.
You can see Joe say insulting things off stage. Besides when he's not on the mic. You can see Joe would be a lamb and set up my merch table. That'd be nice, too. You can help Joe set up.
I'm going to have a drink. The guy puts me to work.
I want you to feel useful.
Funny.
All right. Yeah. So thank you guys for hanging out. Thanks for our pals in the chat room. We hope you had as much fun as we did. Download the whole show. Follow us on Facebook. All that good shit. You know what the fuck. Anyway, all right. That's enough of this madness. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.